Persönlichkeitsentwicklung mit Dr. Akuma Sanin-Gong.
Investiere in dich selbst, denn wenn du es nicht tust, tut es niemand anderes. In meiner Funktion als Motivationsexperte und internationaler Speaker mit einem wissenschaftlichen Hintergrund zeige ich dir, wie du dein volles Potenzial freisetzt durch die Verknüpfung von Wissenschaft und Persönlichkeitsentwicklung.
In dieser Folge hörst du Akumas Talk beim Event TEDx HU Berlin im Juni 2020. In seinem auf Englisch gehaltenen Vortrag geht Akuma auf die Besonderheiten der Epigenetik ein und erklärt, welchen Einfluss deine Lebensweise auf deine Folgegenerationen hat. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören!
Who knows that he or she
is a gift to this world? Put your hand up. Very few people. Oh, wow. Who knows that he or she is a biological wonder? Put your hand up. Oh, that's pretty good. If you didn't put your hand up, I'll tell you why. You should know us from today that you are a biological wonder. What's that? You, from at least 400 million sperms, made it to this world, and you say you aren't a biological wonder? Please look at your neighbor and tell him or her, there is greatness within you. Say that. Say, there is greatness within you. Feel free, we are... Relax, feel free. Say, there is greatness within you. And you have something special. Before I start my talk, I want to do with you an exercise. It's called the mitochondria dance. What you see on the slide are mitochondria. They are the energy houses of our cells. Without them, we can't live. These are very old bacteria we migrated into the eukaryotic cell. So they give us energy. And why I'm doing this dance with you, the mitochondria dance, is to always be energetic, because without energy, you can't perform. Let's say this dance is very simple. Within 30 seconds, you are yourself again. If you have been having a bad day or you are sad, who is sometimes sad? Me. Don't be shy. It's natural. or you have been stressed up by your colleague or by your wife, your girlfriend, boyfriend, whosoever. It's just a sign of lack of energy. And you do this to get your energy back. It's called natural doping. So please stand with me up. Let's do our mitochondria dance. And we are going to be very loud. Don't be ashamed. Nobody is going to listen to you. Say what you wish. We have just heard about the talk about dreams. What is your dream? You want to be happy? You want to be rich? You want to be whatever you want to achieve in life? Say that loud and clear. And give that to the universe, and so shall it be. There's science behind that. Okay? That's the rule of the game. So with the count of 3, 2, 1, we will start our mitochondria dance, and you start to positively affirm what you wish. Say, I'm healthy, I am rich, I have a good job, I have a good wife, I have a good husband, whatever your dream is, okay? That's the rule of the game. So, 3, 2, 1, music! I am happy, come, don't be shy, dance with me, mitochondria dance, I am happy, woo! Today is a good day. Loud, music loud, loud, louder, louder, louder. Today is a good day. Louder, louder. Come, don't be shy. Come. Today is a good day. Okay. Wow. So you see, we'll regain our energy. It's very natural. Natural doping. So take a deep breath. Breathe in love. And breathe out any limitations within you. Breathe in life. And breathe out fear. Breathe in kindness. and bring out hatred. Remember, you've just affirmed that you are a biological wonder, and there's a reason for you to be here. Epigenetics. What is epigenetics? Epigenetics is the bridge between our environment and our biology. It tells us how genes are being turned on and off due to our lifestyle and how we interact with the environment. What you see on our DNA, those letters, they are called epitaxis. Those are chemical modifications that they are on our DNA. Epi comes from Greek, which means above. So you can understand epigenetics as control above the genes. And the genes don't do anything but as the protons. So genes are being expressed into protons. And protons call the shot at the end of the day. They are in charge for cell structure and function. If you want to know more about epigenetics, I gave a TEDx talk 2 years ago. Just put Future of Epigenetics, you will get a big overview about epigenetics. Today, I want to concentrate on a very important aspect of epigenetics. It's called transgenerational epigenetics. What does that mean? Transgenerational epigenetics means that how we live our lives today has an impact and a legacy on future generations. It's very important. For those of you having a Christian affiliation, in Genesis 4:15, I quote, "And the Lord said, let no one do harm to Cain, or he shall see vengeance 7 times. Here we hear the word 7. That means whatever you do today can go over 7 generations. The Christian Bible already said that, and science is coming now to testify all these things that old traditions have been telling us. We have been programmed pre-birth when we are still in the womb. Very important. So you are alive today. I want to share with you this equation. It's the equation of life. I got to know this equation when I was doing my master's thesis at the Technical University of Munich. We had a visiting professor from the US. He showed us this equation at the time it ended where you see the letter genome. So I've expanded this equation because epigenetics has become more and more important to society. So with my understanding of epigenetics, I've added that aspect. So let us explain the terms that you see. Phenotype means what you see. Are you healthy? Are you sick? Are you happy? That is phenotype. Genome or genotype means the collection, the summation of all our genes. And epigenetics now means your thoughts. How do you perceive the environment? How do you perceive the world? Are you a positive person? Are you a positive thinking person? Or do you think that everything is going to come to an end? Or are you negative thinking? How you perceive the environment with your thoughts has an influence how you live your life. And of course, environment means here your health, it means your diet, are you involved in physical activity, and also your social context. That is the epigenetic aspect of it. That is this above aspect on our genes. Because the genome is constant, it doesn't change. But we can influence the expression of our genes to have the phenotype. So from birth, what you see from birth, pre-birth, up to now, your life is just a blueprint. It's just a print of your genes and your epigenetics or your epigenome. And the message behind is, you've got the power on the epigenetics. You can decide what to think. Nobody can force you to think what you don't want to think, true or false. You decide. And you also decide how you want to live your life. So the control is with you. So epigenetics is a very empowering science. It gives you back your power from victim to victor. I want to give you a very good example to make a case of transgenerational epigenetics to show how we live our lives today can have effects on future generations. This was a study done in Rio de Janeiro where grandmothers who suffered domestic violence and community violence, when they were pregnant, They suffer these effects, and then their unborn babies, that is the baby they were carrying them, their own baby also had effects. So they did a study with their grandchildren. And they saw on their genome certain stretches called CpG islands, which are methylated. Methyl is a chemical group. It's this AP part on the genes. They saw that the same pattern, how these methyl groups were being displayed on the grandmothers and on their grandchildren was the same. And that pattern correlated with genes which were involved in depression, aggression, and post-traumatic stress disorders. And some of these children were very aggressive people. So you can see there's a correlation that what their grandmothers experienced during pregnancy passed over generations. This is another good example it was done on mice and on men. That men and mice who suffered early childhood abuse, they also passed stress phenotypes and other psychological maladies to their offspring. The science is telling us that. There's also a good aspect of it, that this was done, this is a pure mice study, in which they show that rats which were involved in physical training and cognitive training, they became very smart and intelligent, and they also passed these traits to their offsprings. It made news in the New York Times, and they said fathers who exercise have smarter babies. So, boys here and men here, you've got something to do if you want to have smarter babies in future. So, with all these examples that I've shown, and there are many studies on this aspect, but the time won't permit me to explain all of that, we can say that trauma, earlyhood trauma, has a big effect on our lives, and we can pass that over to many generations. So, there's also the flip side of the coin. I've talked about the negative aspect of it, stress, trauma, psychological disorders, but the good side of it, we can also cultivate that about positive thinking, about compassion, to be more compassionate, to have love and self-love. Those are very important traits. We can start cultivating them that because you are going to erase that old, let's say if you are somebody who was very negative thinking, you think about the world is very bad, people hate you and things like that, you can start to re-cultivate that to rewrite those bad epigenetic marks into good epigenetic marks of love, compassion, gratitude. It's very important. Gratitude is the emotional signature of receiving. So you can always see it one way or the other. So, what to do? If you are a parent, a grandparent, or you are a child, what you can start to do now is every family has got its own secrets, some burdens which are in the family. And you know it is there. If you're a parent or a child, go to your grandma, grandfather, or to your father, or the other way around, and talk those things out. Don't sweep them under the carpet. Speak it out. Because in saying that out, just to talk that out, you are going to rewrite, erase those epitags on your genome and rewrite good, better ones. And I must overemphasize, when you've done that, don't forget the aspect of forgiveness. Without forgiveness, we can't achieve anything better in this life. In order to make successful, to be successful or to have an impact in your own life and the life of others, you must go through the door of forgiveness. It's very, very, very relieving. There's also science behind that. Learn to forgive and let go. It's simple and it's doable. Even the Buddha said, the best way to luck is to forgive and to let go. So, in summary and in closing, what have we learned? We have learned that we are the heroes and sheroes of our own narrative. We've got the power to change our future and the future of future generations. If we want to change the world of tomorrow positively, we have to start to work today on our behaviors and our values. Let your future be your present. You can live the future that you want in this present moment to visualize it. And so shall it be. You should be a shiny bright star to all those who are around you. And if you can't pay it backward, because there are certain things that we can't redo, it can't be undone, it's already been done. It's not so bad, it's okay. If you can't pay it backward, pay it forward. And with this, it has been a plumb pleasant pleasure.
Das war Persönlichkeitsentwicklung mit Dr. Akuma Saningo. Ich freue mich, dass du da warst. Und lade gern deine Freunde ein, den Podcast zu abonnieren. Es gibt nichts Schöneres, wenn du mit deinen Mitmenschen gemeinsam wächst, oder? Und wenn du mehr lernen und weiter wachsen willst, dann besuche meine Webseite unter www.drsaningong.com und nimm an meinem vierteiligen, kostenfreien Online-Kurs namens Persönlichkeitsentwicklung 6.0 teil. Dort habe ich viele interessante Themen behandelt, die für dein persönliches Wachstum relevant sind. Du kannst dir auch mein Buch auf Amazon holen, Inneren Türen öffnen. Inspirierende Zitate und zeitlose Weisheiten für 365 Tage. Das Ziel des Buches ist es, dich immer wieder auf die Spur zu bringen, um an dir zu arbeiten. Es enthält zeitlose Lehren und universelle Wahrheiten von mir, von einigen berühmten Menschen der Menschengeschichte und aus Regionen und Kulturen der Welt. Es ist ein guter Start in den Tag, denn Studien haben gezeigt, dass was du in den ersten 30 bis 45 Minuten nach dem Aufwachen liest, sprichst und hörst, bestimmt, wie dein Tag verlaufen kann. Mit dem Buch bist du jeden Tag startklar. Viel Spaß damit und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Dieser Podcast wird produziert von Benedikt Mensing.